At the NAFB Washington Watch, I am visiting with Tom Bias, CEO for Growth Energy. And Tom, we're here at an interesting time in D.C. with some of the things that are going on with Farm Bill versions that are being marked up this week. But what are some of the priorities right now affecting the renewable energy industry, specifically ethanol, that Growth Energy is working on?
Well, obviously the attack on the renewable fuel standard, Chuck, is first and foremost, and coupled with it is the blend wall. And oil has never been a fan of the RFS. They knew this day was coming, and as we're up against the 10% blend wall, rather than doing what the law allows and blending higher blends, or helping to build out the infrastructure for higher blends to give consumers choice at the pump, they've decided no. They just want to eliminate it. They want to eliminate competition. And as you know, our product is distributed by the oil industry, and they still control those service stations through their branding contracts, and they don't want to see another ounce of ethanol go into the marketplace. So that's the fight. They weren't successful in stopping us on the regulatory approval for E15. They weren't successful in the court challenges. They haven't been successful in the court of public opinion yet, and so their Hail Mary is to go to their buddies in Congress and say, let's just eliminate this whole thing. And they use a lot of different issues in order to make their case, which is often based on misinformation. The RIN controversy that's gone on, the drought, you name it, they throw it out there on why. Oh, and now the new stuff is we're going to be able to drill and frack our way to prosperity.
Well, I don't think I have seen as much misinformation out there as we have of late. I thought maybe a year or two ago that we had seen the height of it, but it just seems like it's continued to ramp up.
It's almost comical. I mean, if you go back and look at all the various reasons they've thrown out there, everything from, you know, raising toothpaste prices, which is bogus, tortilla crisis, protests on durum wheat, to this most recent one this last winter where they tried to blame us for shorting everyone one chicken wing at the Super Bowl. You know, it's just like comical, but they throw it out there, the constant drumbeat, and it's a fight over market share. And I think our policymakers are smart enough to know that the best policy for the United States is have a competition to fossil fuels, and we provide that. You know, ethanol trades probably about 50 cents a gallon today, cheaper than gasoline. That varies. It can go up to a dollar. And that's better for consumers. But the consumer can't have that choice. He can't have competition if we don't have access to the marketplace. And that's what the RFS does for him.
Well, I know that in talking to people here lately, and I talk to different groups and different types of industry groups, that even in the ag sector, you would think, have better information on this, but one that I just ran into the other day was, oh, well, the ethanol industry just so highly subsidized. And I said, well, what subsidies are you talking about exactly? And did point out that when the oil industry got started in this country, I'm pretty sure they had some government help to make that happen.
Yeah, and they still have government help. They still have huge tax breaks. Our industry doesn't have any subsidization on first-generation ethanol. And there's small incentives available for next generation cellulose and biodiesel and some of those, but the grain ethanol industry has zero. We're waiting for oil and gas to get equal to us, so let's have a fair competition. And that still requires access to the marketplace. You can be as competitive as possible, but if you don't have that access, and they've made it their point, they've gone out of the way, stop the infrastructure build-out for higher blends. They prevented that as much as they can. They don't want higher blends. They make up this stuff like your car's going to quit. And it is misinformation. You're exactly right. But, you know, in the ag community, there's never been better economic times in American agriculture, sustainable, consistently. Not just a one-year thing because of weather in Russia or somewhere else, but consistently. You look at the livestock industry, they've done extremely well. You look at anyone in the grain or small grains or oil seeds markets, this is good time. And if you need further proof of it, go to any farm and look at all the new equipment that's out there. Look at the investments that are going in.
Well, and when you consider last year in 2012, we had a serious historic drought. And guess what? Agriculture's fared very well through that. And I think looking at, you know, we don't know what the weather will hold this year, but potentially even record level crops this year.
Markets always adjust. And everyone this time, or a little later than this time last year, the sky was going to fall. We were going to run out of corn. Well, we've never run out of corn. Have we run out of cheap corn? Possibly. But we've never run out of corn. The market's adjusted. Corn prices are almost $2 a bushel less than the highs already. And we got projections for a big crop this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be interesting to see what happens this year. What other level of misinformation we might see pop up. But Growth Energy, one of those organizations working to help bring some common sense into what's going on in Washington, D.C., and help educate the public on this issue of renewable fuel here in America. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.